Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does it this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Yo, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
It's Friday. I have no complaints. But before we can do this week's show, let's clear up our challenge from last time.
I said start with the word transistor. Change one letter to an H, and you can rearrange the result to spell the two-word name of a hockey team. What is the team? If you change the I to an H, you can spell North Stars. Okay, Ian, it is, once again, World Series time. As is often the case, the best of seven series will be played by two Major League Baseball teams, and one of them will win. And as has been the case for the last several years for us, it is time for our annual series category. To refresh everyone's memory, I'll read a list of things that form a series or part of one. You tell me what goes in the blank in the list.
Okay, I will see.
Pitcher. Catcher. First baseman. Second baseman. Third baseman. Blank.
Shortstop.
Because the series is what?
The position numbers.
Yep, those are the first five, and then shortstop being number six. When you number the baseball positions, that is the order that they go in. And then, of course, 7, 8, 9 are the left, center, and right fielders, respectively.
And if your glory days are behind you, like me, you get used to being number 10.
Deer, that's D-E-E-R. Sun, S-U-N. Blank. Run. Thread. Sew, S-O. Bread.
This is the musical octave, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
And very specifically, what is it about that?
You've got the, I guess, the other end of the simile.
Those similes appear in a very specific place. I'm not going to sing it for you, but...
Oh, I see. Myself.
That's correct. From The Sound of Music, the song Do, Re, Mi, those are the last words of the lines of each of the notes. All right, next one. Blank, at symbol, pound sign, dollar sign, percent sign.
Exclamation point?
That's right. It's the symbols above the numbers, specifically 1 to 5 on a standard keyboard. 2008, doubt. 2009, Julie and Julia. 2013, August, Osage County. 2016, Florence Foster Jenkins. Blank.
It's Meryl Streep nomination, so I have a lot of options, but I suppose...
The blank is last.
So yep. It's the post.
And technically, you put the year in front of it to be really smarty pants about it. Yes, 2017, the post is correct, right? Those are the most recent five performances for which, as you said, Meryl Streep was nominated for Best Actress. And finally, and this is a little bit of a tricky one, but I liked it, so I thought I would put it in. Blank, terrific, humble, radiant. It's literary related, if that helps.
Yeah, I don't think I know.
If I say spider.
Oh, is this from Charlotte's Web?
It is indeed, yes. So what do you know what the missing one is? The missing one might be the most famous one. That's why I picked it as the missing one.
Some pig?
Yes, those are the sequence of messages that Charlotte writes in her web in the book Charlotte's Web, right? Some pig is the first one, then terrific, humble, and then radiant. Well, I'm still waiting for somebody to explain the infield fly rule to me. Anybody? Anybody at all? Let us know. Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase ordered list. Change one letter to a W, and you can spell the four-letter last name of an actor on a certain 1960s television show, and the seven-letter name of a villain on that show. What are the names?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets, and also a Red Sox fan whose team is in the World Series right now. So, Mike, good luck, as much as it pains me to say so, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We'll see you then. Bye.